We're getting close. We're getting close. I'm just going to read a meditation by Mother Elvira Petrozzi in the Magnificat this morning. Then I'll give us some time of silence for reflection. During this Easter walk that we're traveling together, we would like to live and experience the healing of our true, profound interior sickness. In the crossing of the desert, we cleanse ourselves from all that is useless of our interests, our ambitions. Give your voice and your will to charity. For so many of us, the word charity means merely to give someone a handout or a gift. This is not so. Charity is a person with a face, a voice, a heart. It is God who, through his Son Jesus, made himself seen, heard, and touched. He made himself man, like each one of us. Therefore, as we cross this desert, let us keep the ears of our hearts attentive to the tolling of the bells, announcing that Jesus, the Son of Mary of Nazareth, is risen, and that with him life has returned. We were born to live. We are called to live, to be the extension of Jesus in the midst of a suffering and lost humanity. We want to be the hands, the face, and the heart of the love that the world, and especially the youth, seek. We want to be the love that is composed of small daily gestures, which day after day become our life and lead us to realize that our life is a gift for those around us. God the Father, you who are the only source of life, do not stop recreating us so that we may arrive in the kingdom of heaven. May the Lord of life welcome us joyfully in the blazing light of his victory. To believe means that we strongly and completely trust in the one who leads the story of our life and the story of the world. He remains faithful to man and continues his work of merciful love towards his children. May the Lord of life welcome us joyfully in the blazing light of his victory.